Hey people, do you want to polish your watch like a professional for under 20 bucks? Well, today's episode is being sponsored by Cape Cod Polish and Cloth, the only cloth that cleans, polishes, and protects. To order your Cape Cod Polish and Cloth kit today, go to www.capecodpolish.com. In the kit, you get 12 metal polishing cloths, a buffing cloth, and a pair of reusable gloves. It's the best 20 bucks you'll ever spend, and you'll love the results. Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I want to talk about the 5 most important things you should know before you sell your watch. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Their watch fans, it's I'm a Dave Honda. Today is Thursday, it's the 24th of August, and we're coming up to a big weekend here in Vegas. The big fight between Mayweather and McGregor at the T-Mobile Arena. I would love to see Mayweather's ass get beat. That's just me, but this town loves Mayweather, so you never know what could happen. I hope the Irishman is victorious. I've already started celebrating. Cracked open a whole garden, and I want to do this podcast today on the 5 most important things you should know before you sell your watch. So number one is, please make sure that you have all the box and paperwork that came with the watch. This could make a significant difference when selling your watch in terms of how much you get for it. You'll definitely get less money without it, and you know, it's something that I think people take for granted. You know, oh, you know, I don't need it, I don't need to have it, I threw it out, blah, blah, blah. No, the watch, when you buy a nice watch, like you buy anything nice, you want to keep everything you have in case you have to sell it, trade it, or upgrade it. These things do come in handy. And I've seen, on the high-end side, I've seen a box and papers make a difference of $1,000. On the low end, you know, anything, you know, $4,000 or $5,000 watch, it could make a difference of a couple of $100 to the price. It's all in perspective, but I definitely wanted to address this because I think it's really important. I think there are a lot of people out there who don't know how to go about selling a watch and don't know what you would need, and I think they take it for granted that, you know, it was a gift, or you know, they don't care, or blah, blah, blah. Well, believe me, you'll care when you try and sell it and you get a lot less for it. So that's number one. Number two is, if possible, make sure your watch is in good working condition. It's keeping time, it looks good, there's not any major stretch to the bracelet or major wear and tear on the strap or the buckle or, you know, the clasp. The case, you know, you want to make sure it's running smoothly, the crystal isn't scratched. If it's not in good working condition and it's not in good shape, again, like the box and the paperwork, you're not going to get anywhere near what you may have thought you'd get for it. You know, it could make a massive difference. That's why it's very important to maintain and clean your watch every 3 to 5 years. I highly recommend that everybody do that, regardless of, you know, whatever. If you do it, most watch manufacturers today have anywhere from a 2-year warranty to a 5-year warranty. Ideally, you should clean it so that if you're in the 5-year warranty period, definitely send it before that. And if you're in the 2 to 3 year warranty period, send it in after the first year. That will be good. But it will also help you when you resell your watch, because people want to buy things that are working and that are in good shape. The third thing is, have copies of your service records if you do clean it and maintain it regularly. Those service records are like the passport of the watch. They're the identity of the watch. You know, and it also notates the serial and model number of the watch. So that's another great way of, you know, ensuring or making sure that you have the right things going on, and you've taken care of it, and you take pride in it, and the person dealing with you will have more confidence in buying it if they know that you've maintained it and cleaned it. So people like to buy with faith. People like to buy with trust. People like to buy from people who are passionate. And if you're passionate about these things and if you've taken pride in it, it goes a long way, believe me. The fourth thing is, you know, please manage your expectations. I mean, of how much you think you'll receive for it. Just because you paid 10 grand, you wore it for a year, you're not going to get 8 grand or 9 grand, or you're probably not even going to get 5 grand for it. Depending on the watch, I mean, most brands, aside from Rolex and Patek Philippe, you get anywhere from 10 to 30 cents on the dollar. So keep that in mind. You know, a lot of people think, oh, I bought this watch and now I can get the moon for it. No, I mean, it's very rare, even on watches that are collectible. I've seen it a million times. I mean, I recently had a client of mine who just bought two watches through me, and you know, he wanted to get he wanted to sell the Rolex that I helped him get last year, and I think he was pretty confident that he could get what, you know, he paid for it last year through me. And I'm like, that's not gonna happen. Like, just because you think that's what you're gonna get, that's not what the market value is. And you know, it's like, you know, when people have something stuck in their mind, it's stuck in their mind and you can't sway them. And it's, then they're, you know, they can get offended. They think they're right. You know, they feel entitled because they bought the watch through you, or, you know, they owned it, and they, you know, obviously it's like, but these things are, remember, you're wearing it. Like, it's like a car. You're driving a car, you're wearing a watch. And what happened was, he called me and said, hey, I pretty sure I have an offer for exactly what I paid for it. And I'm like, wow, if that, you've got an offer for that, take it all day. You're never gonna get that anywhere. Just take it. I was like, it's, in my mind, I was like, it's too good to be true. And it was, it wasn't real. I mean, these things have fair market values. And that's why, as much as, you know, for Rolex, as much as the secondary market is a nuisance for the brand in a way, the gray market, it's also very important. That's how you know how strong or weak the market is. So definitely, like, when it comes to, you know, your expectations, manage them and be realistic about it. And especially if you don't have the box and papers, and if you haven't cleaned your watch, like, you need to have more realistic expectations. I just want to prepare you in case you ever want to work with anyone to do that. A lot of people get, I know on my end, being in the business and being the one that people work with to do this kind of thing, there's nothing more irritating when people think that they're going to get, you know, the sun, the moon, and the stars, and it's like, you don't know how to tell them, because it's like they're so excited and think they've won the lottery, and it's not the case. 90% of the time, it's just not the case. So, and the fifth and final thing that I will say is, you know, if you did decide to want to do this, this is a service I provide. I mean, it's something I've done more or less my whole life. I've been in the watch industry for 25 years. I've worked with the best brands. I've been trained by the best brands in Switzerland and Germany. I mean, I have a lot of experience from the retail side and being on my own for the last, you know, 10 years. I mean, this is what I do. So the way I work is, I work on a $150 consultation fee, which you can pay via PayPal. And that basically gets me straight to work and, you know, makes me basically shop around for the best possible price for your watch. Then whatever you get or are offered and agree upon, I take 10% of that, and then I deduct the $150 PayPal fee. So it's a win-win situation for everyone, and at least you know you have someone going to bat for you who has your best interest. Please don't hesitate to reach out to me at amitdevhonda@gmail.com. You can visit my website at www.amitdevhonda.com. On my website, you can see all kinds of cool things, my podcast, my videos, my world-renowned blog. You can book a consultation with me, like I said. You can see my services. You know, it's very comprehensive. I'm a distributor for Kingsley 1945 watches. You can definitely check out the entire collection. You can, you know, download the instruction manual. You can see the straps that we carry, the description. It's very comprehensive, and you can also buy a watch right from there, which is very, very cool. These brands are made like watches in the $5,000 to $10,000 range for under $2,000. And they're all hand assembled, styled, and designed in Providence, Rhode Island by the Kingsley Watch Company. Definitely follow me on Twitter and Instagram. My handles for both are @AmitDevHonda. And until next time, rock on and fly back.